Tom.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want here toll free. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Of course, you know, live Saturday show, Black Friday weekend. You can talk about anything, though we do have certain topics that are on the table. Specifically, gun confiscation has been topic of discussion throughout the show this evening as we enter into the third hour. New York City appears to be sending threatening letters, notices out to gun owners that have registered saying that they better turn in their firearms or else. We don't know what the or else is, but it's likely something unpleasant. And so you're welcome to comment on the idea of gun confiscation, self-defense, or, as we've been discussing, what we haven't actually gotten into yet, what I'd like to get into, is 10 things, according to, or 10 reasons, rather, 10 reasons you'll never be rich, according to Kiplinger, as published at Yahoo Finance. So let me jump into this here. Because I think, despite the negative title to this article, there's some really useful information.
Okay, I hope so. Because
about bad financial habits. So, you don't have to inherit money, writes the author here, win the lottery, or even be the next Bill Gates or Warren Buffett to become financially secure. With a little bit of knowledge and a lot of hard work and discipline, almost anyone can accumulate sufficient wealth.
I think discipline is the key.
Oh, yeah. And perhaps even great wealth to enjoy the creature comforts of life. But how do you get ahead if you're living paycheck to paycheck? The fact is, no matter how much you earn, you could be creating your own barriers to financial success without even knowing it. Here are 10 things you might be doing that are preventing you from achieving prosperity. Change your ways and you could find yourself well on the way down the road to riches. Number one, you spend too much. Plenty of Americans live beyond their means but don't even realize it.
In 2005, consumers in the United States spent more money than they made.
Wow.
Now, this was before the whole financial crisis, but it just goes to show most people who are adults today were adults in 2005, and that means your habits need to change.
A 2012 country financial survey found that more than one half of respondents, 52% of them, said their monthly spending exceeded their income at least a few months every year. Yet only 9% of respondents said their lifestyle was more than they could afford.
I got this.
Of the 52% who routinely overspend, 36% finance the shortfall by dipping into savings, and 22% of them use credit cards, blowing your entire...
Dipping into savings is bad news.
Yeah, blowing your entire paycheck and then some each month isn't an ingredient in the recipe for financial success. Neither is draining your savings or running up credit card balances. To rein in spending, start by tracking where the money goes every month. Try to zero in on non-essential.
Always the budget.
Yep. Try to zero in on non-essential areas where you can cut back. Then create a realistic budget that ensures you have enough to pay the bills as well as enough for contributions to such things as a retirement account and a rainy day fund. So they actually provide you with a household budget worksheet as well as an online budgeting site that can help you. There are tools that can make it easier to figure this stuff out. And this is, you know, one of the most basic things, having a budget for oneself. But, you know, a lot of people don't take the time to deal with this.
It's really where it starts. We've been keeping a budget at my house. You know, the economic downturn started, and you know, things got tight for Free Talk Live. They got tight for at my house, and that's just how it was. We've been doing a budget since then, and it's working quite well. I'm sorry.
You're laughing at this cat. There's a cat in here. It's tearing up a paper towel at the moment.
In your lap. You can't even control her. I'm sorry. I don't mean to break into the conversation here. So we've been keeping a budget at my house, and it's been very successful. We've been able to target where the spending goes and go after the stuff there.
But it does take discipline, right? I mean, to budget means you have to pay attention to what you're spending, and that means that, you know, pretty much every time you're going out, whether it's out to dinner or just to go grab some stuff real quick at Walmart, you should be saving those receipts and writing that stuff down, right?
It was the meals that were always getting us. It's you know, how much money we spent on out of home food dollar, and really me less than my wife. You know, one of the reasons my wife and I work so well together is that we, you know, see the world differently in many ways, and you know, my wife has always been a bit of a quite thrifty. I spend a lot of money on out of home food dollar, and she let me do it when we were doing well financially. But then when things didn't get so well, things had to change.
But this is like, I'm glad this was their number one issue here, people spending too much. It's very, very common in the American culture for people to spend
their income. It's not what you make, it's what you spend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very common for people to spend their income levels and then beyond that as well. And so, you know, if you can do anything at all to get your spending under control, that is definitely one of the most important things that you could possibly do. And of course, sometimes spending money is an issue with the habits that that people have. The habits like, you know, alcohol or cigarettes and things that are physically addicting.
Certain in your mind that you cannot do without because you just feel like you've got to have them. But those things are costly. Alcohol, cigarettes, your habits.
It really adds up. So those are some of the places that you can look at first to cut is, you know, what do I really not need to have in my life? That if you, for instance, are a 2-pack-a-day cigarette smoker, well, do the math. I don't know what cigarettes cost where you live, but in New York City, they're $13-14 a pack.
Good Lord. Good Lord.
Even at $5 a pack, $10 a day.
I don't know where you can get it for $5 a pack, but basically I have to order away on the internet for that.
At $5 a pack, there are states where they're still relatively inexpensive. But
maybe so.
But even at $5
all
a pack,
taxes.
Yeah. You know, $10 a day, that's $3,600 a year on cigarettes. So, you know, what could you do with an extra $3,000 every year? Think about it that way. So, number two on this list of 10 reasons you'll never be rich, you save too little. If you're like most folks, your savings habits could use some improvement. The personal savings rate in the U.S. is just 4.9% of disposable income, down from a high of 14.6% back in 1975.
That was a better idea.
Only about one half of Americans.
Now, consider that the whole financial system is centered around you not saving. It's designed
the debt system
that you don't save because you need to be more productive, and the way to make you productive is to make you hungry. The way to make you hungry is to make you spend all of your money.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. dollar is inflated. There is inflation, and one of the reasons they like inflation is because if you try to hold on to money, it won't work for you. You can't just put money in a savings account and be wealthy. You just can't do it. So the smartest thing for you to do is essentially to spend it on depreciating assets. And that's sad.
Only about a half of Americans, about 54%, say they even have a savings plan in place to meet specific goals, according to a 2013 survey commissioned by America Saves, a group that advocates for better saving habits. Saving needs to be a priority in order to build wealth. Begin with an emergency fund that can be tapped in the event of an illness, job loss, or other unexpected calamity. Now, this is so important to have that rainy day fund, to have just something that you've got socked away just in case. You never know when, for instance, it could be you lose your job. That's devastating to people, especially people that are living paycheck to paycheck. If you're one of those paycheck to paycheck people, all it takes is that pink slip and you're done for. You are, you know, then you're in the homeless shelter before you know it. So having something to fall back on is critical. And there's a book that I read called The Richest Man in Babylon, which is a really great kind of short story book. It's a really easy read that kind of gives basic savings ideas. Like, I like what Johnny Ray, our Tuesday night co-host, advocates. He puts 10% of every paycheck that he makes into Bitcoin. And this is a good savings plan, regardless of what you're putting the 10% into, even if it's just money going into a bank account or under the mattress or something
like
that.
That's the money for you.
Just having the discipline to be able to take a paycheck, chop 10% right off the top, and not touch it. Just put it aside. That's the real challenge.
Well, it's the discipline.
Yeah.
That's where the discipline comes in, because it's all about the discipline here.
Absolutely. So, according to the story here, a 2012 survey by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority found 56% of individuals say they have not set aside even 3 months' worth of income to handle financial emergencies. So, more than half of Americans haven't put aside 3 months' worth of savings. That's a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck. More coming up here in moments. 855, 453. How did you learn these lessons? Did you have to learn them the hard way? A lot of people probably learn things the hard way, and so you're welcome to share your story with us or your tips. How have you helped yourself?
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your calls about anything you would like to discuss. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. You can get tuned in any old time you want. If you tune in during the live hours, we'll be live. If you tune in after our live hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 days a week, then you'll hear the same live show repeated over and over again until we have another live show. The live streams are always there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, our radio stations are there around various different parts of the country, coast to coast, throughout the week at different times. So you can get a list of all of our stations and when we're on over at listen.freetalklive.com. Our satellite listening choices include free-to-air satellite radio, meaning that you get to listen for free over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn more, and also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way.
One of the problems I have with many charities is that they help people at that really critical point where they're giving money to people who are in very dire straits. I like the idea of giving the man teaching the man to fish rather than giving him the fish. I think sometimes you got to give him the fish and teach him to fish, but that's one of the reasons I'm really excited about BuzzBox Coffee. What BuzzBox Coffee does is it empowers local farmers in third world countries to be able to have to purchase on credit their own farms, their own coffee farms. And then it sells, it exclusively buys the coffee from these farmers and then sells that coffee here in the United States to people who want sustainable coffee. I know a lot of people turn their nose up at the idea of sustainability and all that kind of stuff, but the fact is the methods for growing coffee, which isn't grown in the mainland of the United States, the methods for growing coffee is completely unsustainable because they've made a hybrid form that's needs full sun rather than coffee that should be in the shade. This full sun version gives you the heartburn, and it causes the topsoil to be washed away in these countries. How are they going to have a better life for themselves when there's no soil? Makes it much more difficult if you can't grow something. So go check it out. Go check it out. Get on their program like I have at coffee.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a free pound of coffee. We know you want to try it out. You want to see what it's like. You got to pay for shipping, but try it out. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. We've got a couple of varieties there for you. They're both delicious. It's the best coffee I've ever tasted, but you can get good coffee anywhere. You can't create a sustainable system by buying coffee anyplace else. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're talking about your finances, and in a very negatively titled story at Yahoo Finance through Kiplinger, 10 Reasons You'll Never Be Rich. And some people just don't seem to have the financial discipline and the financial intelligence to be able to even do basic things like save their money. Shocking numbers of Americans don't have any kind of significant rainy day fund, not even 3 months' worth of their current earnings. They haven't saved any enough to reach that level. 56% of Americans have not.
I think it's real common, yeah.
So let's go to the phones here, talk to you, and share your thoughts. Thomas in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI on the FM band. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, how we doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was just listening to you earlier, and you stopped breaking up. It's a matter of control. I mean, I've been broke, been paying bills, and not knowing if I'm going to have money tomorrow, the next day, and it got to a point that you got tired of living that way. You have to tell yourself, you got to get better. You got to start saving, or you're not going to survive the way the world
is. What were some of the steps that you took initially to change your habits?
Just cut back, get rid of the credit cards, try to get them into one category, so to speak, just instead of paying here, try to get them all together and just pay, lower rates, consolidation, stuff like that. I mean, you have to tell yourself, you have to convince yourself, if you don't do it, you're not going to make it.
What about spending habits? Did you have any spending habits that were whittling down the amount of money that you could possibly put away that you had to change? Like going to Starbucks every day or something like that?
I don't do the Starbucks, the McDonald's and stuff like that. I cut back on it. I don't eat out as much. I mean, I don't, like I said, I don't have no credit card. I try to cut back on spending. And, my job, I'm on the road a lot, and I try to keep my what I drive in the in a position where I'm not driving all over creation. I'm more like driving in one direction, going to place to place to place where I work at. And it's just, you know, I mean, you just have to cut back on habits that you can live without. I mean, I don't smoke, so I don't have that kind of habit. But, you know, just the fast food, you know, just.
Yeah, man, fast food adds up. I mean, what? You can't go and get a value meal at a fast so-called value meal for under $8 usually in most places.
I do the dollar thing, and that still adds up, but it's not as bad as a value meal.
It's hard to get a meal for less than a couple of bucks, that's for sure, even if you make it at home. And those are the choices, if you choose to eat fast food, those are the choices that you can make is, you know, you can get the sandwich that you like for $7, or you can get the sandwich that you can tolerate, two of the sandwiches you can tolerate or something for two.
Right. I mean, the whole thing in a nutshell, you have to just cut back on expenses and just convince yourself to start taking some money aside from your paycheck and just put it into a separate account and just, you know, just keep adding to it and adding to it. And, yeah, it's a rainy day fund. You may have to borrow from yourself, but you pay yourself back. And, you know, you just, it's kind of your own institution. I mean, you keep, you borrow from yourself, you pay it back, and you just keep making it grow. I mean, that's what I've done. And I mean, I'm not rich. I will never be rich. I don't plan to be poor again. But I mean, I know I have friends out there who still struggle. And, you know, I mean, I'm struggling now with the way the economy is and jobs are hard to find. I mean, I'm working, but nothing full time. There's no full time jobs.
Well, you're not living paycheck to paycheck anymore.
Well, I mean, no, I convince myself I am still. I do for the simple reason I don't want to get on that pedestal of being too confident and then, you know,
sure.
Not. I feel like, you know, I go paycheck to paycheck even though I don't have to. I do that way. It keeps my mind to always think you could fall off the wagon. You know,
yep, and cash flow is important. This is cash flow management, and you've got the right system. You're putting some away. I think everybody's still going to live paycheck to paycheck because the cash flow matters, but you're putting some away. It's empowering.
When I say paycheck to paycheck, I mean you lose one paycheck, you're homeless. I mean, that kind of thing. Like,
oh,
you basically have nothing to fall back on.
Well, I mean, I'm not in that state of mind. Well, hopefully I'm not in that state of mind the way things are going, though. But I know what you're saying. And, yeah, I mean, but I try to go paycheck to paycheck, thinking, you know, thinking in my head that way. I always, when I get paid and I'm not broke, I say, hey, I got some money. I'll put this money aside and we start all over again and we start all over again with each payday. And, you know, after a while, I mean, you kind of have a little nest egg. So, when the rain does come down, you have something to fall back on. Or
exactly. That to me is what defines, to me, that's the fact. Obviously, you're defining your terms different than I am. To me, that's the difference between somebody who lives paycheck to paycheck is they don't have a rainy day fund. They have no savings whatsoever. Thank you, Thomas. Glad to hear it's working out for you, and I appreciate your call tonight and your story. 855-450-FREE. More of the 10 reasons you'll never be rich coming up here in moments, and I got to figure out a better way to say that. 10 financial habits that you should have? How about that? Something more positive. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves and share your story. Bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. No, we're talking about your finances at the moment. And in a story from Kiplinger and Yahoo Finance, they're calling it 10 Reasons You'll Never Be Rich. I'd like to call it 10 Things You Can Do to Improve Your Financial Independence and Intelligence and Discipline. As well, because if you do those things, then you will be much better off in the future. Those are some of the things we're discussing here tonight. One of the things you might want to do once you finally get some extra money on the side is to invest some of it.
Yeah, if you're just holding on to money in some kind of savings account, generally that money, the value of that money is decreasing, sadly.
But generally you want to invest what you can afford to lose because there is risk involved.
Yeah, well, where do you keep that money if you don't, aren't investing it?
Probably in a bank account, I would guess.
Yeah, I don't like bank accounts for a variety of reasons. Mostly they just, the interest is too small compared to the
CPI. Well, that's not a bank CPI. Account is not an investment. It's just a place to put money.
Yeah, it's not even a hedge against inflation.
No.
It's not either of those things. ForcefieldEnergy.com is a company, and you can buy stock in them. They do LED lighting installs on a industrial level. So businesses, specifically, they try to concentrate in Latin America and South America, where the cost of a kilowatt hour is even more, increasing the reason why a business would want to switch over to LED lighting. They have financing options that make it so that a business can immediately, day one, begin saving money on their lighting simply by doing the install because of the financing options they have. That's why I think ForcefieldEnergy.com is going to continue to go up in value. WallStreetCheatSheet.com says that LED lighting is a tremendous potential for growth and that ForcefieldEnergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says Forcefield is in the right industry at the right time and the potential for growth is immense. So I'm strongly recommending FNRG as a buy, and you can get it through any brokerage account. Do your research. All investments have risk, but I think you're going to come to the same conclusion I do after you do your research. I did, after you do your research, that FNRG is a buy. Check them out, ForcefieldEnergy.com, FNRG.
All right, so the story here is giving us 10 things that make a difference between being wealthy and living paycheck to paycheck, some of the financial habits that you should have. They say you spend too much and that you save too little. Those were the first two problems that people have. Also, you carry too much debt. Americans have $846.9 billion in credit card debt alone. That's over $7,000 per household. Now, I wonder, is that...
$7,000 per household in credit card debt.
Right. Now, I'm going to presume that's every household, not just households in debt. But I wonder about that. Is that $7,000 figure... Only household in debt, or is that every household? Because I don't have any credit card debt, so
that's somebody else. That means somebody else has 14. That doesn't surprise me in the least.
According to NerdWallet.com, a website that analyzes financial products and data, if you're only making minimum monthly payments on $7,000 in debt, it'll take 28 years to pay it off and cost you $10,663 in interest before you're debt free, assuming a 15% interest rate, and that only holds true if you don't make any additional charges in that time. Some debts can lead to financial success, a mortgage to purchase real estate, a credit line to start a business, or a student loan to fund a college education, but a high interest...
I don't know if that's the truth anymore.
Pretty questionable.
That's the right student loan with the right college education.
For the right degree.
For the right degree, I'll give you that, but a lot of these degrees they're pumping out, garbage.
Yeah, a lot of these people that are getting college debt are screwed big time. That's a whole other subject. A high interest credit card balance usually doesn't lead to financial success, that is. Pay down credit cards with the steepest rates as quickly as possible. Putting $250 per month toward that same $7,000 debt will retire it in 3 years and save you about $9,000 in interest versus making the minimum payments. So that is great advice. And if you've got a problem with credit card debt, our last caller certainly had a good suggestion. Get rid of the credit cards. I mean, if it's the temptation that you have to pull out that card when you feel like there's something that you want, some sort of thing, you know, whether it's a new television set or something for the kitchen or whatever, and you don't really need it, maybe if you have to actually pull money out of your wallet, it will be more of a difficult thing to do.
Well, knowing that a credit card is a dangerous thing. It's power.
Yeah.
And that you need to be able to trust yourself with power. I don't recommend getting rid of credit cards. I recommend using your credit cards every 6 months in order to have a better credit rating.
That's true.
Because the better credit rating is more power. If you can't trust yourself with a credit card, the problem isn't the credit
card.
That's
true. Yeah.
It's you and your stinking willpower. It's that you need to man up. And I'm talking to myself here. It's not like it's ever, I shouldn't say man here.
Ladies.
You need to have more willpower. This has happened to me in my life. It's not like it ever, never has. It's just that, look, you stop buying all the crap you don't need.
That's a huge
factor.
It's
not going to make you happy.
You pay too many fees. If there's something you want, one of the disciplines I've always had for myself is that I won't do something, I won't buy something until I have enough money, like several times the amount of money that I isn't an arbitrary number, 5 times or 10 times or something like that. Like if there's something I want, I'll set my sights on that item, and then I won't buy it until I have far more than enough in savings to be able to afford that. I never want to just be on the edge of being able to afford something. I always want to be solidly able to afford that. And then, to me, I feel like it's more of an accomplishment at that time. Because the credit card allows you to short-circuit that accomplishment factor.
Sure.
The credit card just says, hey, have it now.
Well, it's a great tool if you need to have whatever it is now. If you're starting a business or something like that and you need to have that item, you've done the math, you see that you're going to be able to make more money with having that that item than you are by not having the item, then yes, that's a great reason to get a loan. If you've done the math on getting a house, obviously credit card's a different story here. If you've done the math on getting a house and you see it's better than doing than renting, well, then you need, it's a good reason to have a house. But a lot of people have been getting the best, the biggest, best house they could possibly get. That's why they're upside down underwater now.
Next reason why they say you'll never be rich, you pay too many fees, late fees, banking fees, credit card fees. The amounts might seem insignificant when taken individually. After all, an overdue library book or Redbox DVD might only run you a dollar. But if you're regularly paying penalties and fees, these charges can quickly eat a hole in your budget. Consider this. The average bank overdraft fee is $32.20, according to Bankrate.com, and the average charge for going outside your ATM network is $4.13.
Not cheap.
Late payment penalties for credit cards can climb as high as $35. So how do you avoid pesky fees? Read the fine print so you understand fee rules and stay organized when you avoid, so you avoid breaching those rules. And then they link over to 33 common fees you can avoid or at least reduce with just a little bit of effort. With the extra cash that you're saving and paying those fees, you can put down, pay down some debt or boost your savings. You also pass up free money. Would you ignore a $100 bill on the sidewalk? Of course not.
Nope.
You bend over and pick it up. So why are you passing up other opportunities to get free money? If your employer matches employee contributions to a 401k, but you're not participating in the retirement plan, then you're passing up free money. If you let rewards points from loyalty programs or credit cards expire, then you're passing up free money. If you claim the standard deduction on your tax return when you qualify for itemized deductions that could lower your tax bill even more, you're passing up free money. Believe it or not, there might even be free money out there that you forgot about or never knew of in the first place. There are more than $41 billion worth of unclaimed assets, ranging from old tax refunds and paychecks to forgotten stocks and certificates of deposit being held by state agencies, according to the National Association of Unclaimed Property Administrators. You can do a search on missingmoney.com to find out if there are unclaimed assets that belong to you. Sounds like kind of a shot in the dark, but you never know.
Well, some people have it.
Let's see. Others on the list here of reasons why you'll never be rich. You neglect retirement. It's easy to focus on the present, the bills you have to pay.
Retirement's coming. This is something I could never get through my head when I was in my 20s and teens. Is retirement's coming. Here's a surprise for you, young people. You're going to live to be 60, 70, 80 years old. And
maybe 100, 120, 130.
Likely those, technology. Likely those are the cases for young people listening right now, that they'll probably live to be over 100. And you need to be able to take care of yourself. You need to be putting money away now. You have a long life ahead of you. That gives you more opportunity for interest to increase. That gives you a better opportunity. So if you're wise with your money today, you won't have to work for the man at some stinking dead-end job for decades on end.
Yep. We'll come back with more of these suggestions here. Financial independence, some good ideas we're sharing with you, and you're welcome to share your thoughts with us. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators' Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. This live Saturday edition continues, but only for a few moments because we are in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live here. Still time for your thoughts if you dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live offers you 21 hours per week of live liberty-oriented talk radio. But we're not the only liberty-oriented talk show in existence, and there's another great show called The School Sucks Project.
Yes, The School Sucks Project. You can go there and check out the American Way podcast series, which explores, frankly, the frightening parallels between the Third Reich and the present day American government. Learn what public school didn't tell you about the Nazis. And, you know, a lot of people clam up when you talk about this stuff, but there are frightening parallels. And you can go see it for yourself, schoolsucksproject.com.
That's right. So we continue here with your calls and more financial suggestions, ideas as to how to be more financially secure and independent here in a moment. Let's go first, though, to Roy. You can call in about anything in North Carolina. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind, Roy?
I want to talk about the an earthquake up there in Iran. And, you know, it's just really troubling for that country because they're under so much persecution from, like, all sides of the world. And just to have that earthquake come down, man, you know.
I had not heard the news about the earthquake. Is this fresh news that just happened?
I saw this on RT.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's terrible.
Wherever it happens, I mean, you don't want to see this kind of destruction, but with the sanctions on and that kind of thing, it's going to take that much more time for emergency aid to come into the country.
Yeah, I'm a really deep Christian, and this is just one of the more continuing signs that the end of the world is here.
I'm not sure.
I think you're a crank caller. I don't believe you.
You should.
You really, think
if you got like 10 minutes, I got the Bible right here. I'll walk you through it, man.
Don't you think there have been a lot of earthquakes throughout time?
There's earthquakes every day.
Yeah, and that these earthquakes really
just... No, you have no scientific evidence to prove that. The only scientific evidence to prove that is God. And you, sir, need him. God bless you all.
Thanks, Roy.
I'm pretty sure that was a crank.
Take him seriously.
Absolutely are earthquakes every day. They aren't that big, but they're there every day. Yeah.
And there's a lot of places in the world, and there are maps of these things. You can look at maps and see where all the earthquakes have been.
The quote that earthquakes and whatever, I can't remember what it is, but catastrophes in diverse places. I remember the term diverse. Places as... evidence for the end times.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it just doesn't. It never convinced me, because the fact is that now we have better news.
That's right. You know more about what's happening in the world. There have always been all of these earthquakes and typhoons.
How are you going to know in San Francisco in 1912 that a hurricane hit Miami, Florida? I mean,
you might find out in a newspaper a week later.
Right.
I don't know.
You know, what would you do about it? It wouldn't move you in the same way. Now you've got pictures and audio.
Wasn't the Philippines just
crazy weathermen standing out on the beach?
Yeah, sure. Wasn't the Philippines just demolished recently by a typhoon?
Terribly, yes.
So back to the story here from finance.yahoo.com on the 10 reasons why you'll never be rich, also known as some good suggestions as to how to change your bad financial habits. They're talking about retirement, how it is that the longer you wait for saving for retirement, the tougher it will be to amass a sufficiently large nest egg. For instance, if you wait until you're 35 to start saving for retirement, you'll have to set aside $671 a month to reach $1 million by age 65, assuming an 8% annual return. But if you start at age 25, you'll need to save just $286 a month to hit $1 million by the time you're 65.
Of course, if you're 25, it's $1 million is going to be a lot less than, what was the other term? The other number, 35?
Yes.
And it was 35. Well, I suppose it's not that much big of a difference. But $1 million becoming less and less every day.
That's certainly true. Better to have $1 million than not, though.
I don't want to argue that point.
Even if you're creeping closer to retirement, it's not too late to start putting away money. In fact, then they go on to talk about the 401k stuff. So going on here, you buy high and you sell low. Does this sound like your investing strategy? You hear about a stock that's soaring and you want to get in on the action, so you impulsively buy. But soon after, the stock starts tanking. You can't bear the pain of watching your shares decline further in value, so you immediately sell at a loss. As a result, you're wasting money rather than building wealth. Unfortunately, many investors buy high and sell low because they follow the herd blindly into the latest hot stock. You can resist the urge to go with the crowd if you adhere to smart investing techniques. One such technique is dollar cost averaging, a simple system of investing at regular intervals no matter what the market is doing. It's like our friend Johnny Ray, who's buying, he's putting 10% of his paycheck into Bitcoin every single week. He doesn't care what the price of the Bitcoin is when he buys them, just so long as he buys them and has the discipline to do that. Says, while it doesn't guarantee success, it does eliminate the likelihood that you're always buying at the top. Plus, it takes the guesswork and emotion out of the investing. Going on here, you buy everything new. These are problems that people have. New stuff is nice, but it's often not the best investment. Take cars. Estimates vary, but some experts say a new vehicle loses 30% of its value within the first 2 years, including an immediate drop as you drive off the dealer's lot.
That immediate drop is probably the biggest thing to avoid.
According to Kelly Blue Book, the average vehicle is worth 44% less after 5 years. If you're not comfortable buying something that someone else has owned, get over your hang-up, because you're missing a big money-saving opportunity. Many pre-owned items can cost up to 50% to 75% less than the price you'd pay if you purchased them new, from designer jeans to college textbooks.
Well, I don't. The clothes I buy, I generally get from Goodwill or some low-cost place anyway, but I don't buy them. My wife does.
That's what they're saying here. Get them used.
You know, I was thinking about things like motorhomes and boats. These are the kind of things that, man, you take a giant hit buying these things new.
You retire too early. An early retirement is a dream for many, but calling it quits if you're too young has several potential drawbacks. For starters, you could incur a 10% early withdrawal penalty if you tap certain retirement accounts. You can also claim Social Security as early as age 62, but your benefit will be reduced by as much as 30% from what it would have been until your full retirement age. By the way, if you're relying on Social Security to take care of you when you get older, that's a huge mistake. Obviously, this is kind of a mainstream publication, so let's make it pretty clear why we're saying this. They don't have the money. If you're young today, you're probably not going to see Social Security when you get older. And if you do, it will be some
pittance. It will look nothing like that Social Security did a decade ago.
Right. Social Security doesn't have to adjust up based on various economic factors. They can just keep printing out $1,500. Let's say you get a $1,500 check from Social Security today. If you get a $1,500 check from Social Security 20 years from now, that $1,500 isn't going to buy as much then as it does today because the government's constantly inflating the money supply. So, and you know, so that's if Social Security manages to stay around. Let's say they do some tweaking, like raise the retirement age, lower the payouts, start taking more money from your paychecks. There's things they can do to try to keep it alive,
sure.
To keep it on life support.
It's still a worse investment than anything else you do.
Yeah, you'd be better off taking that 15% of the money that is going to Social Security and then putting that anywhere else.
Certainly. Put it in a shoebox.
Yep, and then they go on to talk about healthcare and things like that. Finally, don't one of the final thing here on the list of 10 reasons you'll never be rich, you don't invest in yourself. This might be the single biggest obstacle to your path to riches. If you're not investing in continuing education, training, and personal development, you're limiting your ability to make more money in the future. Your own earning power, rooted in your education and job skills, is the most valuable asset you'll ever own, and it can't be wiped out in a market crash, according to Kiplinger's chief editor.
This is what rich people love to tell poor people. Don't worry. Invest in yourself.
Well, I think it's a good idea to make yourself better and more skillful and more knowledgeable.
I agree.
You know, this whole article is about investing in yourself and about learning the financial discipline that it would take to have some savings and the ability to do things.
Yeah. Don't be outraged that the government and their corporate cronies have robbed you for every penny that you had, that they get the bailout while the American taxpayers pay them for the bailout. Mm. Don't be outraged by that. Invest in yourself. I don't know.
Well, you can be outraged if you want.
To me, the advice just sounds hollow and mean.
Well, I totally disagree. I mean, you can be as outraged as you want at all of the financial skullduggery going on in Washington, D.C., but all of your outrage all bottled up or losing, right, it's not going to take care of your business.
It won't.
So consider, they go on to talk about taking a non-degree courses online to boost your knowledge of your field or enrolling in a graduate program. I don't recommend college.
Education's a lot better idea than sitting around and watching television.
That much is true. And you don't have to enroll in a graduate program to educate yourself.
They said that it was a non-degree.
It said or.
Okay.
So it said non-degree courses to boost your knowledge of your field or enrolling in a graduate program.
A lot of these
programs. Colleges
will give free courses as long as it's not for credit.
You can get free information.
Which shows what they, in fact, sell, which is a degree.
They sell a piece of paper. We are out of time for tonight. You can post your suggestions. I'll post this on our Facebook here. And if you've got stuff to add, you're welcome to do that. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, have a super weekend.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.